So if you're not building a personal brand, you're really not allowing yourself to tap into all the opportunities that are out there for you. And you'll keep thinking that other people are getting things that they don't deserve, when actually you're just not working hard enough on your personal brand. Because if you did, and you're that good, you'll align with the people who see you and who you see, and you'll make things happen. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lessons because I got class. Level line with the impact. To be live, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, where we talk all things marketing, branding, business, mindset, and sometimes pop culture. I actually almost forgot my own slogan. Can you believe it? I say it so often, and the one time I have to say it in front of camera, I almost forget it. But guys, welcome, 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 welcome. It's another episode in 2024, and this is our year of elevating, of really leaning into our own power and believing in our own juice. Like, you must believe in yourself, believe in your Delulu, because that's the only Salulu. That is the theme for 2024. I'm so excited to be here. You know, this is one of my favorite places to be. If I am not making videos for you guys on TikTok, I want to be here. Those are my two favorite platforms, YouTube and TikTok. So I'm so happy to see you here. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other DSP, welcome, welcome. I hope we're keeping you company in a way that's entertaining for you as you drive to work, to school, to wherever you're going. We're driving with you, or walking with you, or taking the train with you. Whatever it is, we're there with you. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I have been going on and on and on about on TikTok especially, and Twitter, I think. TikTok, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We've been talking about this quite a lot. And it's something that I keep saying to you guys. There's no way you can't have this thing in 2024 and moving forward. If you don't have this thing, what are you doing with your life? You know, you need to have it. And that thing, if you don't know by now, is having a personal brand. Guys, in 2024, you have no excuse for not having a personal brand. And every time I say this, people say to me, but Lebo, like, I'm busy with my work. Like, I'm just focused on doing the work. Why do I need a personal brand? Or, this is so silly. I'm not trying to be famous on social media. Or, I'm not trying to be famous. I don't need a brand. Or, I'm afraid to speak in front of people. So, like, I can't have a personal brand because they're going to want me to be in front of them. And I keep saying to people, why do you assume that that's what a personal brand is? Right? Because that's not what a personal brand is. And I've posted so many videos about what a personal brand is not. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about what a personal brand is, why you should have one, and how to start the process of actually building your personal brand. So what is a personal brand, my good people? A personal brand is your commercial DNA. That's a term I've coined. It's your commercial DNA. And what I mean by that is, it's the part of you that you're willing to share with other people that add value to society. And in turn, you receive value back, which comes in commercial gains. Commercial gains could be opportunities, financial opportunities. So people paying you to do something. But all of it comes in opportunities that will eventually lead to you making more money and being able to do more with your life with less effort, because you've added value to society. What people don't understand about personal branding and why it's so important is that for a long time, we lived life offline, right? There wasn't the internet, there wasn't social media. And so your influence was determined by the environment that you're in and how you're perceived by the people around you. But now that we have social media and the internet and all of these other tools, you're not only trying to be heard and seen in the environment that you live in. You're trying to be heard and seen online as well. Anywhere where your name is, you're trying to be heard and seen. But if you take it to social media, where there are more than a billion people there, you know, and I'm even underplaying that number, but there are over billions of people online. How do you make sure that you are seen and heard? And what's so beautiful about seeing it from this perspective is that you can even take it down to a smaller group, your organization. How do you make sure that at the company you work at, they see you, that they hear you, that they want to give you a promotion, that they want to give you more responsibility, that they want to give you the fun work to do? How do you make sure that you are seen? It's so important to be seen where you are adding value, because if they don't see you, they they will take you for granted. And the things that you do will not be used or consumed the way that they're supposed to. And so you will not be seen as a valuable asset to the environment, to the company, to the community, to the ecosystem. What does that mean? It means that if, for example, your company is doing job cuts, you're going to be one of the first to go because they don't see your value, right? You're just an employee. You're not you with your name and your identity and the value that you bring. Same as social media. If you want to use your social media platforms to showcase your skills, to help people, to do whatever that you want to do, people need to feel confident that you are the right choice, that giving you their attention is the right thing to do. So you need to build a personal brand in order to get them to see you. Personal branding is about amplifying the things that you know how to do that serve other people. It really is about service. So when you're building your personal brand, you shouldn't be concerned about how many people are following you. You shouldn't be concerned about the scale of things. That's not what personal branding is about. It's very personal. It's about you, the person. So if you are able to do the things that you're trying to do with your life from having a personal brand, then you have a successful personal brand. What do I mean by this? I mean that if your goal for having a personal brand is that you can be seen in your organization and the team that you work in, and that you can be considered for raises and leadership positions, then the amount of followers you have online doesn't necessarily matter, right? But the amount of buy-in you have from the people in your team and your organization matters. And the great thing about using social media is that it gives you a great illustration of what that would look like offline. So if, for example, you want to be seen as an expert in PR, right, and you build some of your personal brand on social media, what that will do is it will teach you how to A, identify the right people who care about the PR, B, how to speak to them, and then how to present something in a way that seems valuable to them. Right? And then you take that mentality and you take it back to your work environment offline. So I am in this team. Who am I in this team? Who are the people who need to see me in order for me to get my promotion? Who are the people who need to talk about me in order for me to look like a leader or somebody with potential to those people who I want to see me to give me the raise, right? I know it sounds very complicated, but it's actually very simple. And we encourage using social media to build your personal brand because it allows you to experiment, to play, to figure out all the dynamics, right? Without you having to make those big mistakes in the work environment or on stage or wherever else you're trying to build this personal brand. And at the core of personal branding is actually thought leadership. It's not fame. And that's why the numbers aren't that important. So thought leadership is your ability to influence people with your ideas. If people are buying into your ideas, then they see you as a leader and they will take your leadership on concepts that are around the ideas that you're sharing. Unlike fame, where people just like you for the fact that you were either on TV or radio, or maybe you're a little bit funny, but it's not about you influencing ideas. Thought leadership is more about that. And that's where I think personal branding is firmly rooted, right? In sharing ideas. And it could be in any industry, whether it's in dancing, food, business, it doesn't matter. But it's more of a leadership position than it is an influence position. And I'd like to think that leadership has greater responsibility than influence, right? And the people who tend to be leaders tend to be more educated and have a desire to be leaders. So they tend to be more educated in how to handle people, the dynamics of that, what it looks like to do certain things. They're very concerned with that. And that's what you see when you think about personal branding and thought leadership. Whereas for influence and fame tend to be things that happen as a result of somebody pursuing being seen only. It's not about the responsibility that they think they have to the community or anything like that. It's really more of like a career. I want to get brand deals. I want to do this. I will eat carrots and influence you. I'll do anything and influence you. It's not the same thing. And I'm not saying influencers are not valuable. You guys know how I feel about influencers. I love it. I think the influencer economy is one of the most valuable ones that we have in the marketing industry. We need to build on that. But I'm just saying there's a big difference between being an influencer or a famous person versus being or having a personal brand. All of us can have a personal brand. In fact, we all do. It's just that some of us need to learn how to unearth our personal brand. And some people might have that skill innately within them and they just know how to do it. Like I learned, nobody taught me. I just kind of did it. It felt natural for me to do what I was doing. But also I could say that the environments I was in. So the first business I started, the tech company, I had to lead. I was a young CMO in a company that I started, trying to sell millions of rands worth of software and tech to people who are twice my age, three times my age. So I had to learn how to stand firm, how to have confidence, how to articulate myself, how to show my value, how to be seen in a room. So that mentored me, that process of owning that business mentored me through personal branding. That's how I was able to build a personal brand, but also I'm a marketer. So I know how to build brands, right? And if you don't have that skill, that's okay. We actually have so many tools that we've designed this year to help you build your personal brand. And I know that a lot of people have been signing up for my personal branding sessions, consultations online, which have been very fruitful. I mean, I've had really great results from a lot of clients who are saying, listen, I used to struggle getting clients and now I'm getting clients all the time. Or I used to never used to know how to engage with my team at work, but now they're actually putting me in leadership positions. Like, personal branding is so profound. And when you do it right, you can build the life that you love. And I really do urge you to build a personal brand. So if you want to learn the beginners, how to start personal branding 101, you can head over to my TikTok. I've got two personal branding series / masterclasses, and they're really inexpensive. I always keep them at a discount. I think they're supposed to be 300 and something rand, but I always keep them at 110-ish rand on purpose, because those are beginner courses. And I want you guys to know that A, there are bigger things to come, so you don't have to spend all your coins on the series, but also that I want you to start testing the online space. I know a lot of you aren't really testing the online space. So you know courses are available, you know all these things are available, but you're afraid to spend your money. So I'm giving you an opportunity to get a taste of what I have to offer, but also for you to understand how to use social media and the courses that are available and understand what you're looking for. And that's why I always keep them at a discount. But we do have those personal branding masterclasses or series on my TikTok. You literally just go to my TikTok, lebolion_SA, click on the link or the little tab that says series, and you'll see the two personal branding masterclasses. Both are beginner masterclasses, and we will be creating more of them later on in the year that are for intermediary users. And we'll basically be literally creating a whole outline and framework on how do you build your personal brand, what does it look like, what are the different brand archetypes. All of that stuff we're going to be covering in the series. So I'm going to be doing courses, masterclasses, and maybe an ebook on personal branding, because I just think you shouldn't be, you know, existing in this world in 2024 without considering your personal brand. I was even saying on TikTok that, you know, people will look at people like Oprah or Richard Branson or Elon Musk or Beyonce, and they just assume that this person is just known. No, they have a really great team that was able to build a personal brand around that person. A person is never, ever, ever, ever well-known, famous, or in a position of leadership by mistake. We pursue those things. So if Oprah is famous, it's because she pursued it. And there's a team behind her that's creating all the strategies that are necessary for her to become famous. If she's a thought leader, somebody's building the strategy to make her a thought leader. She's not a thought leader by mistake. She's not famous by mistake. Nobody's those things by mistake. They've all built personal brands that allow them to achieve those things. So even if you don't believe in the fact that I'm saying you need a personal brand for the future, listen, people have been using personal brands in the past. And so those are some of the richest people in the world today, or some of the most influential people in the world today. Even when you're looking at how platforms are being sold, businesses are being sold, they're actually buying the founder more than they're buying the company. And WeWork is a great example of that, right? Like, that's a failing business, but they love the founder so much because of his track record that they're willing to keep reinvesting in him, even though it's not working as a concept. So if you're not building a personal brand, you're really not allowing yourself to tap into all the opportunities that are out there for you. And you'll keep thinking that other people are getting things that they don't deserve, when actually you're just not working hard enough on your personal brand. Because if you did, and you're that good, you'll align with the people who see you and who you see, and you'll make things happen. And that's just how it works. So I hope that this episode, while it's short and sweet, I hope it was very informative in at least getting you to consider the idea of building a personal brand. You know, it's not a silly thing. Yes, people will laugh at you, but that's because they don't know. But once they see you thriving, they're going to ask you how you did it. We know this, guys. This happens every single time. So please start investing in building your personal brand. And we'll also do another episode about which platforms should you be using in 2024 to build your personal brand. And don't forget the most important thing, to head over to Quikkit and buy your ticket to the Everything is Marketing Masterclass Tour. Our first one is in Joburg on the 16th of March. And I can't wait to see you there in your lion tee looking fantastic. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to see more of your personal brands. Tag me in your content, you know. Let me see what you're doing. Sign up for a consultation if you feel like you don't want to start from scratch on your own. Sign up on my website, www.labellion.com. And we can have a good session where we build your personal brand and create strategies for you. And you can also go on to TikTok and sign up for the series that are there. They're already there. Literally, you can go now. It's about 20 minutes per series. Go with your notepad. Check out the reviews. We're 4 out of 5. At the moment, so it means that the course is good. You know, we're succeeding. There are lots of reviews under it. You can go check it out for yourself. But let's start building our personal brands in 2024. And I hope to see you in your organizations, where I'll be training you guys on how to build your personal brands within your organizations. Or if you invite me to events to speak about this, just contact me at info@labellion.com or events@labellion.com, and we can talk about the speaking engagements and the training sessions from there on. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you have a beautiful week, and don't forget that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Toodles. Yeah. Come, let me teach you a lesson. Label line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Label line with the podcast. Teach you lesson because I got class. Label line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come, let me teach you a lesson. Come, let me teach you a lesson.